Metro Entertainment Show, a place for fun.
Welcome to the Edgar Entertainment Show, where it's all about fun. Visit my website at edgar.ueuo.com. That's edgar.ueuo.com. Edgar is spelled E-D-G-A-R. I apologize for the delay in making another podcast ever since, well, a couple months ago. The one about me and Mariah doing the demonstration on Entombed. But we've both been busy with schoolwork. But now that summer has arrived, we'll probably get to making more podcasts. Unfortunately, I don't know if Mariah's going to be able to assist me with any of these podcasts, but we'll see how far we can go. In today's show, I will be demonstrating the Quinton C Playroom application. This application is mainly an application where people, blind people mostly, play online games such as Uno, Monopoly, Blackjack, and other interesting card games you would probably find interesting to play. To download this application, go to agn.quintonc.net. In the following presentation, I will first demonstrate how to get to the website and download the application. In the second part of this demonstration, I will demonstrate some of the basic games that you can play with it. I won't demonstrate all of them, but I will demonstrate some. And hopefully you will get a feel for what this Quinton C Playroom application can do. So now that I'm finished with all the introduction stuff, now maybe I can get a little more serious. I know the introduction is pretty boring, but and hopefully you'll have some fun in listening to this podcast. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so I have Internet Explorer already running, and I'm using Serotec System Access Screen Reader, and I hope that people don't mind the switch in screen readers, because I know most people do demos and using JAWS. Okay, so let's get to the Internet Explorer window.
Google Internet Explorer up.
And I'm going to press Control-O to open the dialog to type in the address.
Open. Type the internet address of a document and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open. Edit combo box. Blank.
Okay, now we're going to type in http://agn.quinton. C.net, and that's Quentinc.net. Press enter.
HTTP, Google Internet Explorer, optimized for Bing and MSN. Google tab, type your search here, editable text, blank, the Playroom. The Playroom is the new online game platform of Quinton C. With that small program, you will be able to connect and play online with other players. At the moment, 6 games are proposed, but it could have much more in the future.
Okay, so as you heard, there are only 6 games available at this time, but in the future there will be some more games. And I apologize for System Access reading absolutely everything on the screen, but it's just how the screen reader works. Okay, so on this page there are some links and some text before these links, and basically, what we're looking for is to download this application. So I'm going to navigate around by pressing the down arrow.
Heading level 2, online help and rules of available games.
And I think I've gone too far, so I'm going to press the up arrow.
8443 downloads so far.
Again.
Link, download.
And I'm going to press enter on this download link.
File download security warning. Do you want to run or save this file? Name, type, application, from, and.quinton.net. Cancel button.
Okay, so as you heard, it opened up a download dialog box which indicates that we are about to download a file. So, if you would like to save this file onto your desktop or onto your system, so you can access it later on, You can press Alt S and save it onto whatever location you wish to save it to. And then once there, you can open it up and press Alt R to run it. Or you can just run it automatically from here by pressing Alt R. I will not do this because I have already installed this application onto my system, so I will simply hit Escape to exit out of this little dialog box.
The Playroom Quentin sees Playroom Internet Explorer optimized for Bing and MSN.
Once we download that application, or install it automatically from the site, we have another step before we can actually play games online using this application. We have to sign up. So, signing up consists of entering some basic information, which I assume you're used to, and confirming this information by checking your email, and they'll provide you with the confirmation link. And once given this link, you can click it and you'll be set to go to play games online. All you have to do is launch the application and start it up. At first, it should take you automatically to the login screen where it'll require username and password. You type in your username, and then you type in your password. You press enter, and it should automatically log you in. So let's demonstrate this right now. I'm going to press Windows M to get to the desktop and minimize all applications.
Desktop list Playroom size 817 bytes. Type shortcut date modified 6/2/2011 9:43 a.m.
Okay, as System Access continues to read everything. The application we want is already selected, which is the Playroom, so I'm going to press enter.
Connection, username, editable text, Kagoku.
Okay, so, once I pressed enter, the username field came up, and in the editable text, as it said, contained my username, which is Kagoku. I'm going to tab now.
Password, password field.
And in this password field, you're going to type in your password, which I will not tell you, but I have already typed it in, so once all this information has been typed, you can press enter. Or you can navigate to the OK button by pressing tab.
Connect button, Alt-C.
Or connect button.
Well, Quentin sees Playroom, list, create new table, add a Kushner as joined Sachin and the Yogurt in a table of 1,000 miles.
Okay, so as you heard, we are now logged in. Okay, so at first, it gave us a welcome message, but it was interrupted by several things. First, there's a list now with several options. And if you hear names being mentioned and the fact that they are logged in, that just indicates that they're logged in. They have just logged in into the server, which is kind of, I don't know, it kind of annoys me, but I guess we can't do anything about it. So, what we're going to do next is we're going to check out every single one of these options on this menu, and I will explain them as we go. So the first one is
create new table.
Create new table. And this option, if you press enter,
choose a game, 1,000 miles.
It'll give you a list of games that you can pick from.
Solid.
And the list is about 6 games, approximately. And let's go through these games. So the first one was 1,000 miles.
Uno.
Yerba.
La Scopa. Monopoly. Poker, Texas Hold'em.
Jazz.
Battleship.
Chess, and it's in beta right now.
Dominoes, beta.
Dominoes, and that as well is in beta.
Free table. Cancel.
And the cancel. In the free table, I have not determined what that actually means, but the other games can be determined by the name of the game. So for example, 1,000 miles. I will now press the up arrow to get to the 1,000 miles game, which we want to play, so I can demonstrate this game for you. This fun-filled game for you.
Free table.
Okay, so we're at the top. When you hear that sound, it indicates that we're at the very top or at the very bottom. In this case, since I pressed the up arrow, we are now in the very top of the list. So I will press enter now.
You have joined the table. Wait for players to join, then press enter to start the game.
Okay, as you heard, once you press enter on the 1,000 miles game, it will state that you have joined a table. Once you have created a table, you have the ability to control who joins, how many people join, and various things. So, in today's little demo of this game, I will press B. By pressing B, it will enable me to add bots, which are computers, to the table. That way I don't play against someone, but I play against a computerized opponent. So I will press B now to add a bot.
Xander has joined the table.
And as you can see, they have customized names. Once you add a bot to the table, or someone joins your table, you can either press enter or you can wait for more people to join. In this case, I want to press enter because I only want to play with one opponent.
Reshuffle the junk card pile when the deck has run out of cards.
So this option for 1,000 miles means that whenever the junk pile has filled up, to reshuffle those cards and make them available to a user that wishes to draw them. So you will press the enter key to yes, but to the yes option. Use extended non-standard cards. As we advance in the game, you will find out what that means. Enter. Allow accumulations of problems. Again, you will find out what this means in the gameplay.
Set a score limit.
Okay, it said set a score limit for this game. And yes, we want to set one. So for this game, I will press enter to say yes.
1,000 miles. Choose the score to reach for a victory. Editable text.
And in this box, we can type in any number we desire. So let's type in 1,500 just for this game, because we only want to get to that specific number of points. So press enter.
Dalibur Acquaintance Clearum Kagoku List 50 miles.
Okay, so as you heard, the cards have been shuffled, and the game is ready to start. And it said that it's Kagoku's turn, which is me. So what I'm going to do is press the space bar to draw a card.
You draw a card.
Usually in 1,000 miles, every time your turn begins, you have to draw a card. You have to have 7 cards at all times, with the exception of the cards running out, the card pile which you draw from running out of cards. This can only occur whenever you set the option to no, the option that says reshuffle junk pile after filled or something like that. So now that I have pressed space to draw my card, I will navigate the list of cards available to me by pressing the down arrow.
100 miles. 7 of 7. 75 miles. 75 miles. Out of gas. 50 miles. Gas tank. 50 miles. 50 miles.
Okay, so I have a variety of cards. Now, basically, what all these cards mean is with each card, you can do several things. For example,
gas tank.
The gas tank. If we were to pick that, the gas tank enables us to give us unlimited gas. So once we play this card, we can go through a whole game without running out of gas. Running out of gas means that the opponent contains a card that is titled Out of Gas, which he can use against you to make you run out of gas. So, let's continue.
50 miles.
50 miles is just a card that says 50 miles. And as the game title 1,000 miles states, the goal of this game is trying to get to 1,000 miles exactly, without going over or under. And during this process, you will have to encounter problems such as the out of gas cards, or the red light cards which stop you, the green light cards which will enable you to start your vehicle up, and some other cards that you can use to your advantage, or that other people can use to your disadvantage. So let's continue to go down this list.
Got 50 miles.
Another 50 miles card.
Out of gas.
Out of gas. This is a card that I was previously mentioning that you can play in order for your opponent to run out of gas. This only works when your opponent has started his vehicle up with a green card.
75 miles.
A 75 miles card.
75 miles.
And another 75 miles card.
100 miles.
And a 100. On the 100 miles card. So, to start, I will play the gas tank card to give me an advantage of not having to run out of gas this whole round. So I will navigate now.
7 out of 50 gas tank.
2 of 7.
So I will press enter now to activate the card.
You play gas tank card. It's your turn. 50 miles.
And once you use one of the special cards, which the special cards are gas tank, which will give you unlimited gas, staring ace, which is a card for preventing accidents, which an accident card is another card that your opponent can play against you, and some other good cards that will give you a very, very good advantage against the opponent. So once you play one of these cards, it'll automatically skip your opponent and it'll go to the other person's turn, which in this case there's only two players, so it's my turn again, so I'm going to draw, pressing space.
You draw a card, green light.
And now that I have a green light card, I can play that to start my vehicle, so I will press enter.
You play a green light card.
So now it's my opponent's turn, and as you heard, he drew a card, and he played it, and it was a green light card, which started his vehicle up. So, I will go through some of this playthrough, and I will explain to you what other cards there are. So, here I go.
You draw a card, reparation.
A reparation card is a card that allows you to repairation card. Will allow you to repair your car when your opponent plays an accident card against you. So I will save that, and I will navigate to a 100 mile card that I have in my hand.
100 miles.
6 of 7.
Enter.
You play a 100 mile card. You are now at 100 miles. It's Xander's turn.
So it seems that my opponent played a 100 miles card as well.
You draw a card, 25 miles.
Okay, so I'm going to go 25 miles. Or, I'm going to navigate to the 75
Reparate
miles.
75 miles.
And press enter on that.
You play a 75 miles card. You are now at 175 miles.
So it seems that my opponent is catching up with me. He has also played a 75 mile card. Draw.
You draw a card, end of speed limit.
End of speed limit. In this game, there are speed limits. So, if your opponent were to play a speed limit card, you will be limited to 50 miles. 50 miles or less. So, you can't play any cards greater than that. because it won't allow you to go. But now that I drew an end of speed limit card, whenever my opponent plays a speed limit card against me, I can deactivate that speed limit by playing my end of speed limit. So let's navigate to the 75 miles card.
25 miles. Reparation. 75 miles. You play a 75 miles card.
So my opponent's turn, and he played a 75 miles. Draw.
You draw a card. 100 miles.
100 miles. And turn.
You play a 100 miles card. You are now 350 miles.
Okay, so that was 50 miles. At times I interrupt system access, so I won't speak too much, but 50 miles sounds a little like that. And so he went 50 miles, so I will draw.
You draw a card. End of speed limit.
I have another end of speed limit card. Now, a good strategy for this game is whenever a card is rendered useless, whenever you try to play it, it'll give you the option to either junk it or to not junk it. So for example, I have two end of speed limits cards. So what I can do is I can keep one and I can junk the other by pressing enter on another one of the end of speed limit cards. So I will press enter to junk the card.
Are you sure you want to junk that card?
And it will ask me if I'm sure, and I'm going to press enter for yes.
End of speed limit. You junk a end of speed limit card. Xander plays a 50 miles card.
And as you heard, I have just junked a end of speed limit card. And my opponent has played a 50 miles card. So I will press space to draw.
You draw a card. 200 miles.
And I have gotten a 200 mile card, so let's play that.
You play a 200 miles card. 550 miles.
So, my opponent played a 25. Let's draw.
You draw a card. 25 miles.
7 of 7.
Let's play this.
You play a 25 miles card. Xander draws a card.
My opponent has played a 25 miles card as well.
You draw a card. Reparation.
I have reparation, or reparation. So, I'm going to junk one of them because I am aware that I already have another reparation card. So, press enter.
Are you sure you want to junk that card? Yes. Reparation. You junk a reparation card. Xander draws a card. Xander plays a 100 miles card.
So my opponent is now at one. My opponent has played a 100 miles card.
You draw a card, 25 miles.
I have drawn a 25 miles card and will play it.
You play a 25 miles card. Xander draws a card. Xander plays a steering ace card. It's Xander's turn.
So, as you heard that, my opponent just drew a card and it was a steering ace. Steering ace. What the steering ace card does is it prevents the user from accidents. So, if I have an accident card, I won't be able to play it against him because he has a steering ace. So, let's draw.
You draw a card. 75 miles.
So, I drew a 75 miles. I will play it.
You play a 75 miles card. You are now at 675 miles. It's Xander's turn.
So, me and my opponent both drew a 75 miles card and we played it. So, let me draw again.
You draw a card. Red light.
A red light. In this game, the red light, it just, what it basically does, it just stops your opponent. So the only way they can start up their vehicle is to play another green card. So I will use this red light card against my opponent by pressing enter.
Select the target.
And it will ask me to select the target. I will press the down arrow to select my opponent.
Xander.
And press enter.
Red light. You play a red light card against Xander. It's Xander draws a card. Xander plays a speed limit card against you.
Okay, so as you heard, my opponent has played a speed limit card on me. So now I am limited to 50 miles. But I have a end of speed limit card in my hand, so I can play that to deactivate that speed limit.
You draw a card. Reparation.
Now I have a reparation card.
End of speed limit.
And there's my end of speed limit. I will play it now.
You play the green light card. It's Xander Marga card. Xander play the green light card.
So it seems that he has recovered from my red light card. So I will continue to draw.
You draw a card. Green light.
And I have a green light card, and I will keep that card just in case.
Reparation.
And I know that I have two reparation cards, so I will just junk one.
Are you sure you want to junk that card?
Yes.
Reparation. You junk a reparation card. Xander draws a card. Xander plays an unflattenable card. It's Xander's card. Xander draws a card. Xander plays a 50 miles card.
So as you heard, my opponent has played a unflattenable card, which in this game there are flat and replacement wheel cards and unflattenable cards. So what the flat card does is it flattens your opponent's tires, so they are stopped from advancing further. So to deactivate that card, you need a replacement wheel card, which will replace your wheel with another wheel. So once you play an unflattenable card, that will allow you to, that will prevent any flat cards to
FJJ111JJF has joined the table.
So as you heard, someone just joined us, but we're currently in progress in the game, so I guess he can't play for now, but we will play soon. So I will press space to draw a card.
You draw a card. End of speed limit.
I have drawn an end of speed limit card, so I don't think I want to use it, but I'm going to keep it just in case. I'm going to navigate to see what I can play.
Green light. 25 miles.
I will play that card by pressing enter.
You play a 25 miles card. Xander draws a card. Xander plays a speed limit card against you.
Another speed limit card.
You draw a card. Gas. End of speed limit. You play a speed limit card. Xander draws a card.
So it seems that my opponent has junked one of his cards.
You draw a card. 200 miles.
And I have a 200 mile card, which I think I will use by pressing enter.
You play a 200 miles card. 100 miles.
So I will press space.
You draw a card. 100 miles.
And I will press enter to play that 100 miles card.
You play a 100 miles card. You are now at 1,000 miles. You have won. Gas.
So as you heard, I have exactly reached the 1,000 mile finish point. So now what I will do is quit this game by pressing Q.
Are you sure you want to leave the table?
And I will press enter for yes.
25 miles. Welcome to the playroom. 39 players are connected at the moment.
Okay, so I am back at the home screen of the application where you have the option to create a game. Now we will navigate by pressing the down arrow to see what other options there are.
Join table.
So, join table. If any games are currently in progress or are waiting for people to join, this is where you can join a table.
Restore table.
Restore table. If you have previously created a table and you had quit it before the game had finished, then you could go here and restore the table.
Change language.
Change language. Self-explanatory.
Exit the playroom.
And exit the playroom. So that concludes my little demo of one of the games for Quentin C. Playroom application. I will exit by pressing enter. So, I have disconnected from the server. So, now, some of the other games like Uno, Monopoly, Chess, Dominoes, those games, you can find rules online at Quentin's see at website, and it can, you can get some explanation on one on some of the other games. So that concludes my little demonstration on playing one of the games for the Quentin C. Playroom application. To contact me, email me at edisthbe@hotmail.com. You can email me about the Quentin C. application, or you can ask me some questions about my website. And again, my website is edgar.ueuo.com. We have many entertaining subjects to cover on this website. We have Song of the Day, lyrics to the Song of the Day, and other fun stuff. You can also email me at this email address to suggest any ideas to add to my website. And again, that's edisthbe@hotmail.com. Thank you for listening.